Well, great morning, everyone. Welcome to this morning's Mojo Call. My name is Don Hutchins, and I come to you out of the DMV, the Maryland Marketplace. Welcome to this January 11th, 2022 Mojo Call. Happy New Year for those of whom I've not had the pleasure of saying that to. We can still say Happy New Year, right? It's still early enough in the year. At what point do you stop saying that anyway? But I digress. Well, welcome to this morning's Mojo Call. And I am honored and blessed to be able to bring this Mojo Call to you today. I want to give a shout out to Regional Vice President Ms. Nancy Holzman for introducing me to a book that I'd never heard of. Today's Mojo Call will be based on that book. The book is by Michael Hyatt, and it's titled Your Best Year Ever. I am almost through listening to the audio version of that book, and when Ms. Perkins brought it up, the title grabbed me, and some of the things that she mentioned grabbed me, so I jumped into it. I want to highlight just one little section from the book, as it reminds me of something that we did in the military, and Jonathan and those of you other military veterans on here will be able to relate to this. Valencia, I think you'll get this too. He talked about a section in the early part of the book, and he talked about companies that, and it's basically taken from a military philosophy, who will do an after-actions review, as he called it. I remember we called it an after-actions report. We would always do a report after something that we had done, maybe an exercise or maybe it was something real world that happened, but we would look back on it and do a review of it to learn from what happened and to be able to do it better the next time. We always did it. Sometimes we call it a hot wash meeting, but we would do an after actions review. So he talked about these after action reviews, and in order to have our best year ever, we have to review some things. Shout out to Valerie Reed for keeping our minds on the fact that there was a national championship game going on. Also, shout out to the Georgia Bulldogs. Those of you who know I'm from Georgia know that I've been in the DMV more than twice as long as I was ever in Georgia, but Georgia's still home, so I still give a shout out to the home team. You'll hear more about that later. Okay, this after actions review. Michael Hyatt said that thinking backward is a must. And oftentimes, you know, we have a saying, hindsight is 20/20. We look back and we say, if I had to do all over again, I'd do things differently. Well, Hyatt says that thinking backward is a must, and there are some benefits to looking back as long as you do it the right way. He said that there are four stages to this after actions review. And I want to have you take a look at these four stages quickly, and then I'll let you get on with your day. Stage one, he says, is state what you wanted to happen, or state the past. And he says, maybe there were a list of goals that you had, maybe this past year or just in the past. There were hopes or dreams and things that were unachieved. And he said, state them, write it out. And this is all based on writing it out, making a list and putting pen to paper. So he said, write it out. State what happened. 38 days ago now, there was an SEC championship game. SEC, for those of you who are not versed in college football, stands for Southeastern Conference. The Southeastern Conference is arguably the best conference in football. Yeah, I know the Big Ten is good, and the Pac-10 will have something to say about that, and there are other conferences, but the SEC really sets the tone in college football, even as the ACC used to in college basketball, and the Big Ten, of course, has something to say about that as well. But this SEC championship game that happened 38 days ago now was between the then number one ranked Georgia Bulldogs and the then number three ranked Alabama Crimson Tide. Well, They clashed. Both of them were in the SEC for the championship game. And Alabama beat the bricks off of Georgia. Yeah. Georgia had the best ranked defense, and they had not allowed many points, and Alabama beat the bricks off of them. So stage one, state what happened. Well, Georgia had to state what happened. They got outplayed in every facet of the game. Michael Hyatt's stage two is acknowledge what happened. Well, they had hopes and dreams of going undefeated, Georgia did, winning the SEC championship against their rival Alabama, and going on to the national championship game and winning it all. Well, that didn't happen. What actually happened was they had some disappointments. They had some regrets. They didn't show up for the game. You need to acknowledge what really happened in your past. Maybe it was last year, or maybe it's been several years now. This ACM business, what really happened? What disappointments or regrets did you experience this past year? Write them down. I told you this is a writing exercise. Write them down. The point of regret is not to try to change the past, but it's to shed light on the present. Go through the emotions and the feelings that you felt. What did I feel I should have been acknowledged for that I haven't been acknowledged for? Hyatt says some of the regrets that we have are because we're working hard and we didn't get the recognition that we felt like we should have gotten. He also says that a part of acknowledging what actually happened is, what did I accomplish this past year that I'm most proud of? Look back in your past year or the last several years, however you're compiling this thing to have your best year ever, and look at what you did do right. Regional Vice President Donna Perkins made a statement. She says, perhaps you might be great at presenting, but not very good at peaking and inviting. Maybe you're great at getting customers. Maybe you're great at just starting conversations with people. There is something that you are good at. What did you accomplish? What are you good at? Look at that and take from that and build on it, expound on it. And then he says, a part of looking back at what actually happened is, what were two or three specific themes that were recurring? What seems to keep happening? For me, it might be procrastination and fear. Yours may be something different. But what are some recurring themes that caused you to be into that normal that wasn't what you expected or wanted? What really happened? And then we go to stage three, learn from the experience. He makes a statement, clients and customers can be fickle. Well, don't we know that very well? Oh, yeah, I'm going to be your customer, sure. And you've been chasing them for 3 or 4 years. Don't put all your eggs in one basket, he says. Have many options. I've heard Mr. Oren Solomon say that over and over and over again. In fact, he said that like this. You should have so many prospects on the line that when one or two or three drop out, you don't even care because you are doing your best to keep up with all the others that are out there. He also says, in learning from the experience, I can't assume that today's victories will be appreciated or even remembered. Keep raising the bar. Maybe you just hit that your big point promotion, or you just hit another promotion. Oh, that's wonderful. But don't rest on your laurels. I heard that President Greg Provenzano was heard to say in a senior leadership meeting to RVPs and SVPs recently, some of you are living like you're on welfare. You're living on what you've done in the past, but you're not doing anything now in the business. Get to work. Ouch. Is that you? Learn from the experience. Georgia clearly learned from the experience of that SEC championship game. They went back, and I'm sure they studied the tape over and over and over again at nauseam. Their coach, Kirby Smart, said, we were outplayed at almost every position. I'm sure that was very unsettling for some of these guys who have been highly touted, and also for their quarterback. Did you realize that Georgia's quarterback is a walk-on, meaning he didn't get a scholarship right out of high school and was brought there with all the pomp and circumstance? Mr. Solomon knows about that. But he was a walk-on. Matter of fact, he went to JUCO. That's junior college for those of you who are not versed in the language. He went to junior college. Then when Georgia offered him a scholarship, he said, well, let me think about it. Let me think about it, he said. Well, if you know anything about his story, Mr. Bennett the fourth, at 3 years old, he said to his father, I'm going to be the quarterback of the Georgia Bulldogs. He told him that at three. Talk about vision. Well, he had to learn from his experience in that championship game as well, and learn he did. He had one bad play, I'll call it. It happened. Oh, and was it bad. Deep in the Alabama territory, he drops back, he fades out, and while being tackled by an Alabama defender, he attempts to heave the ball down the field. It's later called a fumble. And Alabama, one of their defenders, casually grabs possession of the ball a tenth of a second before he steps out of bounds, thinking that it was not a fumble, but it was just an incomplete pass. But he casually just grabbed the ball, steps out of bounds. After replay, Alabama gets the ball deep in Georgia territory and goes on to score a touchdown. Alabama takes the lead again, and oh, my God, I can hear it, all the naysayers. You're never going to get over this hurdle. You're never going to be good at this. You're never going to. Oh, here we go again. You see, in the previous meetings, Georgia has led Alabama in all of the games, including a national championship game 4 or 5 years ago where Georgia was ahead and Alabama came back and won the game. Oh. Learn from the experience. Not to keep replaying it over in your head, but learn from it so you can be better. What do you need to do differently? He says in learning from the experience that you might need to secure alignment from all parties up front. If you have family members and you need to do some things differently, you might need to go to them and say, hey, I'm going to start to up my production. I'm going to start to do things differently. For a while, I might not be around. Make those concessions. Get those parties to come up front and align with you. What were the major life lessons that you learned? Unless you learn from them, what good are they except to be repeated? And ask what was missing that didn't contribute to the success that you were looking for last year or in recent years. I wrote down hard, consistent work. Now it brings us to the last stage, stage four. Adjust my behavior. It's great if you had goals and you state what you want it to happen, and you look back at your goals that you didn't accomplish. And then you look at what really happened, and you acknowledge what happened. Then you learn from the experience. But unless you do something differently, unless you adjust your behavior, then doing the same thing the same way and expecting different results, some would call that insanity. One of my former mentors called it dumb. Is something that I'm not doing contributing to where I am? Well, the obvious answer is yes. Is something in my beliefs or my behavior contributing to what happened and what I actually want to happen? Well, something has to change. I have to pivot. We've heard that word a lot the last 2 years. I need to pivot. I need to change my beliefs and then do something. I must do it differently than I did last year or in previous times. If I do it differently and I'm consistent with what I am doing, I'm consistent in my behavior. I hear Darren Hardy saying the compound effect. It's another great book. If I'm consistent, then this will be my greatest year ever, and it can be yours too. Okay, well, let me wrap this thing up. The title of the book is Your Best Year Ever by Michael Hyatt. You know, like Hyatt Hotel. It's a great book, and he, among other things, talks about four stages to an after-action review to help you get things started. Now, he talks about a lot of other things in the book, including gratitude. List every day, he says, something that you're thankful for. I'm thankful that after 40 years, the Georgia Bulldogs are finally national champions again. Woo, it's been a long road. And some of you may be saying in your ACN business, it's been a long time coming. Well, if you do the consistent hard work, reflect on the things you've done wrong, change them, modify your behavior, then eventually you'll get to RD, RVP, SVP. But you have to do it differently if you want to make it your best year ever. And do it with gratitude. Be thankful as you're doing it, for that's the key to overcoming. This is Don Hutchins, and I pray you have a great, absolutely wonderful day. And make it your best year ever. Bye.